The music known as Delta Blues actually encompasses a diversity of styles. And although you can chart many performers and their stylistic development, there are also little islands, enigmas which can't and shouldn't be explained. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward profiles one of them, Nehemiah Skip James.
Country blues performers were long forgotten when, at the end of the 50s, American folk scholars began rediscovering their records. One thing became clear. Some of the most emotionally affecting music came from Mississippi, made by people we would never experience in person, people who had utterly vanished from the earth. I'd rather be the devil, sang Skip James on his great haunting record, than to be that woman's man, because nothing but the devil changed my baby's mind. This record was one of the great talismans of country blues, one of 26 songs James had recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount Records in 1931, just before the company went out of business. The records had barely been distributed, and James, disgusted with having gotten a mere $40 for the session, gave up blues singing and disappeared. It was, everyone agreed, a major loss for American music. Just imagine if he were still alive.
I'll time and drive you from door to door. From door to door, but they can't find no heaven. I don't care where they go.
But Skip James was alive. In 1964, Bill Barth, Henry Vestine, and John Fahey found him in the Tunica County, Mississippi Hospital. And a month later, shaky but happy to know that somebody still remembered him, Skip James sat before an astonished crowd at the Newport Folk Festival and played Hard Time Killing Floor Blues and a bunch of other songs nobody'd ever heard before without surface noise. And once he got his health a bit more stabilized, Skip James threw another curveball. During his 33-year retirement, his singing and guitar playing had gotten better.
You'd rather be the old devil. I'd rather be the devil than to be that woman, man. You'd rather be the devil than to be that woman, man.
He'd slowed down, but he was past 60. His voice, though, his eerie falsetto, had become one of the most expressive instruments anybody had ever heard. Bit by bit, the story came out about James's disillusionment with the music business, his traveling with a gospel group during the 30s, following his father, a college-educated preacher who eventually became a school administrator in Alabama. After a lifetime spent working in a strip mine outside of Birmingham, he retired in the early 50s to his home in Bentonia, Mississippi, where he farmed until ill health put him in the Tunica County Hospital. He never fully regained his health, and he was always mightily skeptical about contracts, but at least he didn't have to worry about his medical bills any longer. His hit song took care of that.
And I am so glad, yes, I'm glad, until I just don't know what to do. And I am tired of weeping. I'm so tired of mourning. I'm so tired of groaning for you. And I am so, yes, I am mighty glad, until I just don't know what. Would you be my little darling? Would you be my dear? Would you be my darling, be my dear?
Eric Clapton's adaptation of I'm So Glad for Cream made Skip James thousands of dollars. James moved north to Philadelphia and lived anonymously in a black neighborhood, touring when his health allowed. He died there, age 67, in 1969, having re-recorded all of those old Paramount recordings the way he wanted them to sound, and leaving behind an absolutely unique body of Delta blues.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.